Dr. Groove on Radioactive International.
I like your style, man.
You're listening to Dr. Groove on the wireless. Groove on the wireless.
He was, as we're now beginning to realize, the greatest of all the clowns.
I like the music. I'm a music freak.
Just what is it that you want to do?
Doctor.
We want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do.
I like the music.
To groove on the wireless.
And we want to get loaded.
The following program contains references to homosexuality, drug use, sex with aliens, violence, and kitty cats. What did you expect?
For I and I know that all of you shall witness the day that Babylon shall fall.
Doctor,
come on, what?
Always do the right thing.
That's it?
That's it.
I got it. I'm gone.
Groove. Oh, yeah. Welcome to Groove on the Wireless Show 224 with your host, Dr. Groove, coming to you from Groovetown Studios and with a dog barking in the background and a golden dawn. No, a golden sunset even appearing out the back garden. This is where most of my work happens. But somebody, and I had a pleasant day today walking around the city, catching up with friends, catching up with Luke and catching up with Crossy. And it was great, really good. And then I opened this book when I came here, and it's a book from Blood Axe Books called Dublines, and it was edited by Kathy Donovan and Brendan Keneally. And one of the lines that I read, which I couldn't help but laugh, was from James Plunkett's Strumpet City, and it goes like this: "It was a miserable kip of a city at the best of times. It had gone to hell altogether now. Day in, day out, he stood in the gutter and played his whistle. Nobody minded him. Occasionally, when he had made certain there were no police to see him, he begged. Today, when I was walking around, a very pleasant city when the sun shines and when you have all day stretching out in front of you and not much to do except meet with some friends and have the chats and have the coffees and I found a lovely quiet spot in the National Gallery, and I'd recommend you all to go and see Dublin in Drawing, which is in the print gallery in the National Museum. Anyway, culture, arts, you get it all here. This is Dr. Groove, and I am now, besides recommending where you should go in terms of art and all the rest of it, I'm also going to play you some music. So it's the usual thing for me in terms of 1 hour of good music, and that's pretty much all we can guarantee. We're starting off with a soundtrack, and it's from Stalker. I've played it before, but like somewhere in the 200 shows that preceded it, and then I went looking for it and I couldn't find it, so I went and got it again. And this is from the train sequence. So as you can imagine, if you have seen Stalker, Tarkovsky's Stalker, it's really the transition from the outer world to the inner world of the zone, or the interzone, when you go into it. And that's kind of where we're going to start anyway. And who knows where we'll end up. So this is set one in this show, 224. Welcome to it, and I hope you enjoy it.
life is short, filled with stuff, don't know what for, I ain't had enough.
I am the fly.
That ends pretty suddenly. That's the wonderful sound of Hot Chip with Robert Wyatt, and I think it's called Looking for Love, and it features a tree underneath the Bowley tree. I think I do remember a bizarre exchange that I had as a young teenage boy in a secondary school, where we asked the principal, who was a Christian brother, why he decided to become a Christian brother, and it involved him sitting under an apple tree with a girlfriend at the time, And then we all proceeded to laugh so heartily at that, that he refused to tell us the rest of that story. It's funny how when you get older, you remember these things and they come back to you. And some days before that, we had a couple of classic songs. I think like just stone cold classic punk songs, what they should be like. Short, sweet, and with a really prime kind of motivating force behind it. So we had the Cramps with A New Kind of Kick. And like that's, I think, a large part of my teenage years were spent looking for a new kind of kick until I discovered alcohol in the shape of cider and then mixed it with vodka. And that became kind of like hitting the hyperspace button in Asteroids. I would just wake up in various places in the town, sometimes behind beside a canal, sometimes in a football field, sometimes in the middle of an estate in a green. Then after that we had I Am the Fly. And sometimes you wake up and you just want to be the fly in the ointment. You know, you think it's your destiny to ask the awkward question and to upset some people who deserve to be upset. So that's what that song is about. And I also think it's a classic. That's from The Wire. And then we ended up with Looking for Love, I think. And that was Hot Chip with Robert Wyatt. And that was kind of the mood that I was in today. All right, next up, I think we're going to do a bit of soul. I think we might even start with a bit of James Brown, because the godfather of funk hasn't been heard on this show for a while. And we'll see where that takes us. You listen to Groove on the Wireless. This is show 224 in a long and extended series of one man mostly talking to himself, but providing 1 hour of good music. As an excuse for providing 1 hour of good music here on Radioactive International.
Let's finish this up. Do you realize that the airwaves are sacred? I'm talking to white folks too. See, you're in power and you misuse your power. That's why God is taking you out of power, because you used your power for evil. I'm
We'll be right back. it hurts with every heartbeat. And 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 it hurts with every heartbeat.
Small talk, won't you? Don't wanna feed the nightmare. Your sharp memory talks, I hear it round the room. Don't wanna hear no more from you. Start with a small talk, won't you? I don't wanna eat the nightmare. Your sharp memory talks, I hear.
Ask for, and you no longer seem to come.
Ultranista with Small Talk and Fortech doing their business there. Let's do it all again next week.
Now you can scream, you can clap your hands, you can stand your feet. If you don't want to do either of those, you go outside and catch some air. Because you and somebody want to let loose right now.
I'll forget my last girl put me. And I just sat there and pretended to be dead. I never heard the truth. Girl, I must confess.
You really shot me down.
And when I did, I
sank into nothingness.
Even for what? My last girl put me through. Out to get even for what? My last girl put me through. You told me, you told me, you told me.